Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, what a time to bring on our next guest. Playoff baseball going on. Red Sox, Yankees. Boston 2, Yankees 1. Shot on ESPN right now of a Yankee fan that looks really upset. Let's welcome Stephen Thompson into the fold. Stephen, how much better do you feel right this very minute than maybe you did 10 minutes ago?
You know, the heart is still kind of beating out of my chest a little bit. I forgot what this feeling was like after a few years of not making the playoffs. But Masataka Yoshida, man, brought me back. Brought me back from the dead.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir. We Pirate fans are on like year 8 of not making the playoffs. So don't... Yeah, we know how it feels. So we'll try and keep you clear and concise as we talk Panthers with you so we can get you back to watching the Red Sox close, hopefully for your sake, closing this one out. The first question is, I guess, what you think in your mind is the biggest problem right now, because I think that post-West Virginia, right? I mean, obviously a very disappointing loss to your rival. You never want to lose that game. But an opportunity to hit the reset button on the schedule that really matters, the conference schedule, and they blew two double-digit point leads and lost to Louisville. And it just feels like we're singing a completely different tune about these Panthers heading into this game against Boston College. So in your mind, what's the biggest issue right now?
Well, it in some ways feels a little unfair because on the whole, you know, you take the entirety of his play this season and it's been mostly pretty good, but like it's quarterback play, right? You know, you think about that West Virginia game, you know, still through for three, Eli Holstein still through for 300 yards and I believe one touchdown, scored another on the ground. You know, he threw for two touchdowns against Louisville and looked really good for most of that game, but situationally, it just hasn't been very good for Eli Holstein. You know, it's been some untimely turnovers. It's been, you know, some missed opportunities. It's been, you know, general command of the offense, which hasn't been, you know, as smooth as anyone had really hoped it would be. So I think right now it's quarterback play. They need a little bit better out of that position. And Eli Holstein is certainly talented enough to give that to them. And it's just a matter of whether or not he can cut out some of the really egregious mistakes that have held this team back through the past two games. So it's not necessarily him being perfect, but it's, you know, can you stop throwing interceptions in the red zone? Can you, you know, make sure that down to down that this team is a little bit cleaner and operates a little bit more smoothly. So they're putting a lot on Eli Holstein, which is why I say, you know, I hesitate sometimes to put it all on him. But, you know, this is a guy they've invested a lot in. I think to a certain extent, this team and especially the offense was built around him in a certain way. So they expect a lot of him. They need a lot out of him. And I think the quarterback play really has to be a lot better in order for Pitt to take some steps forward and right the ship.
Yeah, based off of how you closed that answer, I'm going to word it instead of what's the likelihood that he does, I'm going to say the likelihood that he doesn't. What do you think the likelihood is that Eli Holstein doesn't start against Boston College? I mean, Pat Narduzzi's somewhat non-committal on that, but it sounds like that they're not quite ready to make a change at that position through four games.
Well, Holstein's job certainly isn't as secure as it was after that West Virginia game. I think you could have chalk that up to, a one bad game, and you let him kind of deal with that and work through that. But I think there's a little bit more of a sense of urgency around this team right now. Going 0-1 in ACC play, but losing back to back games against power conference opponents. I think now we're at 341 days since the last time.
Yikes!
Beating a power conference opponent. Yeah, it's a long time. So I think there is a little bit more of a sense of urgency. I don't know what percentage I would put it at, but certainly there's a chance that we see someone other than Eli Holstein, come out for that first series at quarterback. The thing is, though, as Cole Gonzalez has been exactly inspiring, in his kind of relief action, I know it's been really limited, but not exactly. And then your other option is a true freshman who I think is really talented, but still, true freshman, never really played meaningful college football before. That's Mason Heinstrom.
Yep.
So it's a tough situation to be in. You haven't really seen, all of what Eli Holstein can be, I think. But certainly, I think, if nothing else, the leash is a lot shorter, even if he does end up starting on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and I think one of the quarterback play takes the headlines because it's the most important position on offense. But I think a lot of people, myself included, expected a big-time year from the run game, and highlighted by Desmond Reed. Obviously, he didn't play against Louisville, but this team through four games only averaging 3.5 yards a carry. Is there other things going wrong with, other than Desmond Reed not being available, as to why this team just hasn't found a way to effectively run the football?
Well, there's kind of twofold. Look, I think they were not super efficient running the football in their kind of, you could call it a preseason against Duquesne and Central Michigan. But then, especially against Louisville, I thought Juelz Goff and Jakarian Turner, kind of the second and third options there, played really well and gave them some really good carries. But those guys had a combined 6 carries in the second half, in a game that you were leading by double digits. I was a little confused as to why Pitt did not turn to the run more often. I thought they were getting good stuff out of Turner and Goff. But I think it's also a matter of, the penalties, which have been an issue over the past two games. I think it's 20 penalties for about 170-something yards over the past two games. You're getting put behind the sticks. You're getting put in bad situations for running the football. So Pitt needs to, that's kind of the operational thing that you wanted to see from Eli Holstein, is he able to keep them on schedule a little bit more? I think that would really help the running game as well. Pitt is a little bit skewed more heavily towards the pass, just kind of in general, ever since Cade Bell took over. So you expect that to a certain degree, but I think they've got some really good running backs. I think they've got an offensive line that's more suited to running the football, or is better suited to running the football than the share of plays or the share of run to pass has kind of led on. So I would love to just see them, try it more, quite honestly. I think there's some meat on that bone that they can still get to.
That's Stephen Thompson, covers the Panthers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He is on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing plumbing and trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Let's shift to the defense. The secondary obviously struggled against Louisville. Miller Moss, 300 plus yards, 3 touchdowns. But I want to start at linebacker. Kyle Lewis has been borderline non-existent through the first four games. And if you would have told me at the beginning of the season that Rasheem Biles would be light years ahead of Kyle Lewis through the first quarter of the season, I would have said you were crazy, but that's what we're looking at right now. What's up with, one of the Sharks and, the biggest Shark coming off of last year in Kyle Lewis?
Yeah, it's interesting because I've kind of felt the same way. Like, you expect Kyle Lewis to pop in just about every game that you watch when when you watch Pitt football. But I think around the facility, they view Rasheem Biles as kind of on even footing. They think of Kyle Lewis and Rasheem Biles as players of equal quality. So, you know, maybe it's part of our kind of, you know, as spectators, people outside the facility, maybe that's part of our bias that we see Kyle Lewis as a superstar. He was the All-American. You expect him to keep that up all the time. But I think teams are going to game plan around Kyle Lewis a little bit more. You know, they're going to try to put him into some more disadvantageous situations, you know, kind of pick your poison type of thing, because there are three linebackers that I don't think you want to like run plays towards their side on this Pitt defense. You know, quite frankly, I think Braylon Lovelace and Kyle Lewis and Rasheem Biles are all guys who are all ACC caliber players. But like you said, I think especially the West Virginia game, kind of watching that game back really surprised me how many times Kyle Lewis was put in coverage situations where he was getting beat, not necessarily for big plays, but it was a little bit routine, kind of, you know, short passes here and there that all added up. And then he was getting kind of swallowed up in run plays as well. So I wish I had a better answer. I'm a little bit surprised as well that Lewis hasn't really made as big of an impact in these two power conference games that Pitt has played. I guess the flip side of it is that Biles has been really good. He was wreaking havoc all in that Louisville game. But yeah, they certainly need more from Kyle Lewis, because I think the defense as a whole could use some more splash plays, right? Like sacks, tackles for loss. They put a lot of pressure on Miller Moss, I felt like, in the Louisville game, but weren't really able to finish off a ton of those plays. So definitely need more from Kyle Lewis, a guy who, you know, really cut his teeth making those splash plays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, let's transition into the BC Eagles. They come in 1-3, maybe to an extent a skewed 1-3 because of their three losses. The only one, the biggest one was a 10-point loss to Stanford. The other two were two by one possession, one of them on the road to Michigan State. And with that, like, we'll start with the secondary. It struggled. Does the secondary have an opportunity to bounce back against Boston College on Saturday? What does BC bring to the table as far as their offense is concerned?
Well, they, you know, Tommy Castellanos was effectively benched, and I guess, you know, whether you can say he decided to leave the program or Boston College wanted him to get out of the program. Either way, they had to turn to a new quarterback, another Alabama transfer. Funny enough, Dylan, I'm going to butcher his name, Longerin, I believe. But he can really throw the ball. He's a talented guy. And they got some good receivers like Lewis Bond. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's necessarily a layup that this Pitt secondary can kind of get back on track. I think they're getting a little bit healthier, which will really help. But still, this is a pretty talented BC passing game. And I think they're a little bit more geared towards the pass than they were in the past, or maybe as most of us might think generally of Boston College teams in the past. They're a little bit more geared towards throwing the football. So, you know, some opportunities in the sense that the ball will be in the air, but it's still a good passing offense. And I wouldn't necessarily say that this is going to be an easy task for the Pitt secondary this weekend.
How about the run defense? In addition to a running back that Boston College has that's been pretty darn good, 5.7 yards a carry, they're stacked against a phenomenal name for a running back in Turbo Richard. Turbo might be the greatest first name for a running back of all time. Does the opportunity kind of present itself for the Pitt run defense to maybe bounce back a little bit as well?
I mean, I think the Pitt run defense is like perfectly fine. I've been really impressed with what they've been able to do, especially against, you know, that tandem of Duke Watson and Isaac Brown last week for Louisville. I've been really impressed with the Pitt run defense, and, you know, to a certain extent, not super surprised. It's something that they weren't necessarily very good at in 2023 when they went 3-9, improved a little bit last season. This is a group that I think is borderline elite against the run. Turbo Richard, I think his name maybe outperforms what he's actually doing on the field. I think people were expecting a lot more out of Turbo Richard maybe coming into this season. But I think this Pitt defense is more than up to the task of stopping the run. I think they did a decent job of it against Louisville, and they in a sense made Louisville one-dimensional. It didn't really matter because Louisville was able to kind of adjust to some of the pressures that Pitt was bringing and stuff like that in the second half. I think one of the last concerns I have with this Pitt team is their ability to defend the run.
I'll ask you about Pat Narduzzi, Stephen, before I go. This is Stephen Thompson, covers Pitt for the Post-Gazette. And after every disappointing loss, no matter the sport, no matter the fan base, the more disappointing losses a team has, you're going to have a fan base that's questioning the job security of Pat Narduzzi. In the years past when Pitt had struggled, it seemed like it was a little less feasible because of, you know, the buyout reportedly being something that was maybe out of Pitt's price range. But now Pitt's got a new athletic director in Alan Green. To the best of your knowledge, what is that connection like with a new AD and a, you know, 11th year head coach, and what Pat Narduzzi's future might look like as the Pitt head football coach? You know, hypothetically, like if Pitt has another disappointing year, what's the likelihood that a change could be made in your eyes?
Yeah. Here's what I'll say. So I think based on my knowledge of what that buyout possibly could be, and I don't know the exact number, it would be out of a lot of people's price range, right? Like not just Pitt, Luke Fickell at Wisconsin has a buyout that's north of $20 million. And if, for example, the Badgers decide to fire Luke Fickell and move on from him and pay that buyout, that would be a Big Ten record, right? And I think Pitt's buyout for Pat Narduzzi is north of $20 million as well.
Wow.
So like this just kind of to contextualize like what the, you know, kind of environment or like what the situation is. So I think anyone who's counting on a mid-season firing, like you saw at, Virginia Tech or Oklahoma State, or, you know, for example, I wouldn't count on that. It's not going to be anything that happens mid-season. I wouldn't expect it to happen this year. I think this is a year where Pitt had a bunch of expectations, and so you got to wait it out a little bit because we're still only four games into this thing. And you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility at all that a three-loss team could be playing in Charlotte for the ACC championship. And honestly, like the idea that a four-loss team could be playing for that in that ACC championship game isn't out of the question either, at least in my mind. So still a lot of season left to play. And I don't think the schedule looks nearly as difficult maybe as it did at the beginning of the season. It always ebbs and flows. But, you know, Notre Dame, I don't think they're not the top 10 team that they were in the preseason. Georgia Tech showed some cracks last week going to overtime against a Wake Forest team that's in a really hard rebuild. It was really tough to miss out on that Louisville game. I mean, Pitt is a handful of plays away from being 4-0. And yep. The one thing that gives me pause about Pat Narduzzi's job security is that I think coaching can be attributed to, I think you can blame coaching for a decent chunk of why Pitt lost those two games. Which is a tough pill to swallow. After 11 years, things start to get a little bit stale. But I would not count on, obviously, a midseason firing, like I said. And I think even a firing at the end of this year, even if it's more likely than it was, back in August or July or something, it still seems like a pretty big long shot in my book.
Stephen Thompson covers the Panthers for the Post-Gazette, Pitt and Boston College at noon on Saturday. You can listen to it right here on 93.7 The Fan. All right, Stephen, we'll talk to you soon, man. Good to talk to you. Good to catch up, and we'll catch up again soon, brother.
Appreciate it. Go Sox.
All right, there he goes. 2-1 in the eighth. Carlos Narvaez at the dish. Just took ball four. So run number three for Boston. Trots down to first base. Nobody out. Top of the eighth. Jolie, we will get into our World Series picks to close the show. I didn't tell you that. I sent you the rundown. You might have gandered at that.
Is your pick still alive? My pick is, and I feel really good about who I picked.
Can I be totally honest with you? I don't remember who I picked to win the World Series. I think it might have been the Yankees. It's not the Yankees anymore. I will tell you that. But, yeah, we'll get into it. It'll get fun in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll react to what Steven had mentioned in the next segment, and then at about 20 minutes or so, we'll talk to Joe Smeltzer of Nittany Sports Now, get the Penn State side of things, because they've got some concerns on their side of the aisle as well. So we'll react to Steven, talk some Penn State as well, and take your calls in the next segment at 412-928-9370. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's the Fan Evening Show. I'm Jack Hillgrove. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.